Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
Story of what happened, Captain.
If I was the commander, I'd know exactly what to do with you. But he was being really nice. Now, what did he say to you?
Nothing. He didn't say anything. It's his not saying anything that's driving me crazy. Believe me, I wasn't able to sleep all night.
Well, then it's resolved then. Just think he didn't realize what you had done.
Captain, sir, forgive me, really. I'm sorry. I might be a stupid person, but I'm not a child.
Well, think that he did realize, but he didn't say anything. Huh?
I have to find out what he plans on doing to me. Man, I've put my whole life into this job. More important than that, I have to go and apologize. Do you get it?
You can't, man. He's really busy. Go, my friend. Go and let us get to our work.
Look, my good man, I'll be your servant for life. Do something so that I can go into the commander's room just for 2 minutes. Do me this favor, please, Captain.
Very well. Take a seat. Sit down. Let me see what I can do for you.
Thanks, Amelia, man.
Come in. Ya Allah, Mr. Rafsadeh.
Hello, Commander, sir.
Hello, how are you? Have a seat. This is for you. I've written a list of the things you need to do. About planting the flowers and taking care of the greens and the residential units of the base. And I've written down the plants and flowers we'll need.
Yes, sir. But I came here to apologize to you, sir.
For what?
For what happened yesterday?
I think it's better if you don't talk about that incident. Please, take a seat. You know what it is, Bahadur. It's possible for every person to make a mistake or to commit a sin. But if he talks about it in front of others, he's committed a bigger sin. I'm not the one you need to apologize to.
But you are the commander.
These are all just words. God is the true commander of us all. He's the gardener. He's the gardener of all of us. The gardener of a vast garden. If he sees that one of his flowers isn't well, is wilting, he becomes sad. If you're really sorry, you should make a vow to God, your true gardener. When do you want to get started with your work?
From tomorrow? No, right from today. In fact, right now.
Just make sure you use good taste, okay?
Yes, sir.
Ya Ali.
Commander, sir, you're a real man.
Take care.
Commander, sir, you're awesome, man. Commander, sir, I really like you.
Thank you, goodbye.
Commander, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank God.
When I came out of the commander's office, it was like I was reborn. The things the commander said had such an effect on me that I decided to live a wholesome life. From then on, I became a follower of Commander Abbas Babaye. One day I realized that it wasn't for nothing that I'd become a follower of Abbas. One of the things that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said in his letters to Malik Ashtar was, "Oh Malik, if at night you see someone committing a sin, you shouldn't embarrass him with it the next day. He may have repented before the morning and you don't know." Abbas Babaye was a follower of Imam Ali, and he forgave me and didn't embarrass me over my sins. Every year on the anniversary of his martyrdom, I go to his grave without anyone knowing it. One year, someone said to me, "You come to the grave of this martyr every year. Are you a relative of his?" I told him I was his servant. He said that Abbas never had any servants. I told him that I meant he was my gardener. He told me I'd come to the wrong grave and that he was the martyred pilot, Major General Babaye. I told him that he was my gardener. He nurtured me. Well, my dear Karami, you still haven't told me where you got my number, you little devil. Huh?
From him.
Muhammad Amari? Oh, that devil. He really teased Abbas a lot in America. Didn't he tell you anything?
No.
He was really something.
How do you do two things at the same time? Either iron that, or put it aside and go have a good cry.
These are tears of joy.
Could you please not show your joy this way? If you're happy, then laugh.
I was reading the book on war pilots by Exo Perry. It says that a pilot's uniform has the scent of death. It says that whenever you put it on, you don't know if you'll be taking it off or if somebody else will be doing that.
Annie, dear, when I'm up there, if you occupy your mind with these things, you'll fall apart. Now, was that book so vital that you had to read it in these circumstances?
I can't help thinking about it.
Do you want to go to your family for a while until the war is over?
No. I'll be like Malia, looking up at the sky and awaiting your return. I used to look in the sky waiting for you. Just please come back, Saeed.
Sure. Pray for me. Now let me wipe away your tears, okay?
Don't!
Forgive me.
Therefore, after finishing the first stage of the operation, we will return to base, and we'll wait for the start of the second stage for the necessary orders to be given. The final point, which is very important, is that our war with Iraq is a completely unequal and unfair one. Therefore, our first priority is to preserve our equipment. Under these circumstances, if we damage and lose our equipment or our planes, in reality, we've lost. Whereas, if the Iraqis lose a plane, they'll immediately be given a more advanced one. But for us, unfortunately, that possibility does not exist. We might not be able to replace what we've lost. The other point is that, well, there's no other point. God willing, in following the right path, you'll be victorious. Victory comes from him. Ya Ali, send a salavat.
Where were you?
Anusha, did you check it in reverse?
You know he's with you. Go.
Let's go. Guys, hurry up. We're going to hit traffic.
Mohammed? My friend. Tell me, what is it, bro? You're all hyped up.
Man.
Praise God.
Abbas? We're taking off.
Good luck, my friend.
First time flying.
It's your first wartime operation. Don't get too emotional.
Don't worry. I won't do anything for them to want to replace you with me. I'm not that type to sit behind a desk.
Commander, sir, you have a call from the Force Commander's base.
Abbas, you take care of yourself too. We need you.
Yes?
Hello, Commander. How are you doing?
Hello, Colonel, sir. Hope you're doing well, God willing.
Thank you. I just got a report that you're planning on participating in the operation. That's not what we agreed on.
Colonel, sir, I've previously talked thoroughly about my situation with Colonel Sultani. I've filled out my flight forms and I'm about to go on duty.
Your rank as commander has officially been authorized. It's been clarified that you shouldn't fly. It's best if you don't go through with this flight until the force commander can later decide about this matter.
Colonel, sir, please forgive me. But isn't it strange that as base commander, I can't even give the order for my own flight authorization?
Look, in this letter it's been clarified that you have to be responsible for managing and leading this operation.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. But I prefer to be next to them and I'll take the responsibility.
Then hold the phone.
Hello, Abbas.
Hello, Colonel.
How are you?
Fine, and you, sir, God willing?
Don't be so stubborn, son. You have your orders.
I haven't seen any orders on my desk. I really miss you a lot, sir. I've really put you to trouble.
Abbas, don't change the subject. You have to supervise the operation.
Son, practice this maneuver. That's really good. Left. Get wind from the middle. In the middle. It's really easy. Not hot at all. You see, Masood? You just have to be gentle. Calm and steady. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Gently, nice and easy.
It's really interesting. It's somehow like riding a horse.
Yeah, it's really similar. Just like with a horse. If you're not careful, the horse will start bucking. This is somehow the same. You have to be really calm and gentle with it. Nice and easy. Very good, Kevin. Gently put it down.
Excuse me for
a second.
It's
not a problem. Okay.
Hello.
Gently
hi.
Put it down.
Hello, Masood. Where are you right now?
Has something happened?
Layli's not feeling well.
What do you mean? What's happened?
This morning her vital signs have been unstable.
Alirisa, what's her condition right now?
They're working on her. A team of doctors are dealing with it. I hope they don't announce she's brain dead. Come quickly.
Look, I'll get there right away. Goodbye.
Forgive me, Mr. Karami. You can't go inside the ICU.
Why? I have permission.
Yes, but today's an emergency situation. She can't have visitors for now.
So can I see Dr. Hijan?
She's gone to the doctor's commission. On the first floor.
Thank you. Hello. Were you able to talk to her doctor?
We spoke a few words. When we got there, she was going into meeting the doctor's commission. She said the meeting would take an hour.
Why did this happen to her?
They haven't told us anything yet. But apparently this morning when the nurse went to check on her, she realized her vital signs aren't what they should be. That's the trouble.
Her pressure is way too high. My child has a fever too.
I'll go back up to the ICU. Give me a call when the meeting is over.
Sure thing, Masood.
Hello, Mr. Karami.
Hello.
This is my son, Hussein.
Hello.
Hello. Glad to meet you. I really wanted to see you, but not under these circumstances.
Why is that?
There isn't much hope for Layli's return.
You know, I know it'll be hard, but if Layli leaves us, it's what she wanted.
Well, that's my mom for you.
Excuse me. I'm going to leave you for now. I'm going to talk to Layli's parents.
It seems that you are really tired.
Waiting makes a person old.
Person is born waiting. We're always waiting for something.
What year were you born?
1979. Born after the revolution. A child of war. The son of a martyr.
Praise God for your good spirits.
I'm good now. As a child, I was really rebellious and wild.
Rebellious and wild?
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. I'll be in touch with you.
Hello there, Doctor.
Hello.
How are you doing? Is there any hope?
Put your trust in God. We're going to do everything we can.
You were making us feel more hopeful every day, so what happened?
Come to my office and we'll talk. Come with me. I'd already told you before, when a patient goes into a coma, it's difficult to predict what will happen. At any moment, their situation could either improve or get worse.
What about the things you'd said about her reactions? You said it was likely Layli could hear the sounds around her. Are you playing with us? Why? Has Layli become your experimental subject?
Mr. Karimi, I still stand by what I said. I can even show you the scientific journals that confirm what I told you before. But that same science now tells us that your fiancé's body has unfortunately an unknown infection.
Well, can you do anything for her?
The doctor's commission has made a decision that over the next 72 hours, the hospital's top team will do its utmost to try and control the infection.
And if they can't?
We'll decide about that when the time comes.
What decision?
Rest assured that whatever decision is made, it won't be without the approval of the patient's family.
Mr. Karami. There's something that's really been on my mind. Of course, it's only my own personal opinion. I hope you won't be upset by what I'm going to say. Everything was going well. I really didn't expect at all that Layli would suddenly get worse. But I think that this is a real sign. It's as though Layli is trying to tell us something really important. Don't let her parents stay at the hospital.
Rest well, I'll let you know.
Hello, how are you? God bless.
At your service, sir.
Thanks a lot.
How are you, man?
Everything's great.
Sometimes you do things. Are you a daredevil?
Why do you ask?
Why, should I say it?
Yes.
It's war, not a movie. Don't do these things.
Man, I was behind you. How did you see?
Well, now. You feeling all right, my friend?
Good.
God bless.
Hello there.
Well done.
How are you going?
Guys, take a break. Be on standby till we give in orders for the second stage of the op.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. I'm going. Saeed, don't forget.
Real good job, man. You did great.
Thanks
well
a lot,
done.
Man. So when is the second stage?
If everything goes according to plans, probably around noon.
Why is Mohammad Reza doing that? He must come down. It's like he's still in solitary confinement. Should I go and get him?
Let him be. Leave him alone.
God, you've granted me life. I sacrificed my life for you.
Mohammad, when he comes down, tell him to go to Abbas's office.
Very well.
Thank you.
My God, what am I seeing?
Hey, hey, Mohammad Reza.
I'll be grateful to you for the rest of my life, Colonel, sir.
My friend, I'm still the same Abbas. You made us feel ashamed that you didn't go and see your family first.
There was an operation. I had to be here, sir.
With your permission, I'll go take a walk around the base. Take a seat.
Who's this here?
Who's this?
Oh, don't cry, Nika. Don't cry. That's enough. You'll upset the child.
Are you well?
With you here, yes, I feel great.
You went to prison because of my father. I feel so ashamed.
It's an aeroplane.
Do you have any news of him?
We'll know what his sentence is the day after tomorrow.
You know he shouldn't have done what he did.
Let's not talk about it anymore. I say the Colonel is truly a good person.
If it weren't for Abbas, God only knows what would have happened to me. My son's getting taller. He's become a man. You know, it was his birthday yesterday. Congratulations.
I wish you were there. The two of us were alone. After he went to sleep, I couldn't stop myself from crying.
I'll make it up to you. God willing, the three of us will go visit Imam Reza's shrine.
We will pray for the Colonel.
Abbas, Abbas. Abbas, may he live long. My son.
God
come, let me hug you. Let me see your aeroplane.
Here.
Thanks a lot. Where are the bombs, then? Where's the bombs? What are you hitting? Do you want some tea? Want some tea?